good afternoon to all of you. Good afternoon to all you mutos and non-mutos out there. Or is it mutants and mutants? Doesn't matter. Good afternoon, Mutant County. I'm Tad Bilchner, filling in for Wilfred Brimley and myself. With me in the studio today is Mr. Jack Daniels. our top story is supposed to be about something about Yeti Monster Union dispute thinger. But since Tetley's not here today...
Whitley!
Jack and I decided that the top story is going to be about International Tad Day, which so happens to be today.
Tad, you locked me in the bathroom again. Let me out.
Yeah, nobody heard nothing.
Nobody heard anything.
Yeah, exactly. Right, Trix?
You betcha, Tad.
Yeah, that's the spirit. Hey, no, really, folks. That is the spirit. Trixie, yeah, she's been haunting the studio since, I don't know, it's gotta be, I don't know, how long has it been, Trix?
Taddington Orwell Bilchner, that is the absolute last time you locked me in the bathroom, mister.
What? I didn't. Hey, you broke the door again. Did you just use my full name? What are you, my mother? You're not my mother, are you? Mom, I told you to stop shape-shifting into pimply dipwad here. It's not funny anymore.
You know very well that it's me, Tad, and your mother is not a shapeshifter.
She is so.
She's an alien.
No, she isn't.
She is. You said your mother is an alien.
That's exactly something my mom would say. But what I said was my father was dropped off by aliens. It's totally different, you dummy.
Dummy? Tad, what is wrong with you this morning?
Hey, look it. I'm getting back at you for knowing. I'm getting back at you for... You knew that Dana and Al were together this whole time.
What?
Oh, Tad. Oh, you and Dana broke up. Oh, be frickin' S.
Tad, listen. Sometimes... I didn't... Okay, let's get to the news, shall we?
Yeah, whatever you say, whipped cream.
It's actually whipped cream, Tad.
Really? I thought it was Whitley.
Our top story this afternoon. Day 3 of the Yeti Union Strike.
Oh, come on. Not the Yeti monster thing.
Tad, please. We've already wasted enough time this morning, and you don't have to call them Yeti monsters.
No, why? Because Yeti monsters are people, too?
Because it's redundant at best, and derogatory at worst. You don't say salsa sauce.
No, I don't say salsa sauce.
Well, exactly. No one does.
You just did.
Did what?
Say salsa sauce.
Why do you want me to say salsa sauce?
I don't!
I hate when you drink, Tad. It's not a pretty side of you.
Can we please just carry on without the editorializing?
Yeti and Sasquatch Union leader Harry Henderson had this to say on the matter. Oh, my word. What was that?
Oh, great. Well, now the front door's broken, too.
Tethered Irving Bilchner.
Holy crap-oly. It's Dana. How's my breath?
I'm not smelling your breath.
Just a quick sniff.
Let go of me, Tad.
Tethered!
Tad is short for Tadford?
Tadward, actually.
That's not a real name.
Well, neither is Taddington, and yet, there you go. Dana, what are you doing here? We're trying to do the news.
Tad, Al says you've been harassing him about the two of us being together.
Awful, Beck? Why would I be harassing him about us being together? We're not together. You dumped me, remember?
No! Not about you and I being together.
You and me, actually, Dana.
Jeez! Quickly, too? You're tearing me apart, Dana!
I mean, you've been harassing Al about being with me, you veritable little dummy.
Dummy?
Stings, doesn't it?
Listen, friends, I know tempers are running high, and we've all said things we probably don't mean, but this is really neither the time nor the place to...
Quit it, Quickman!
But we're on the air, Tad.
You heard the man, quick out Quickman. You can't be putting that kind of stress on a pregnant man, Tad. It's not healthy for him.
Oh, well, I wouldn't want to upset the unborn litter.
For the last time, it's not going to be a litter. Just one baby. Just one baby like everybody else.
Okay, now that we have that settled.
Why'd you leave me, Dana?
Okay, so this is happening? We're going to do this?
What's that wiffle bat got that I don't?
Don't have.
Face it, Belchner. It's because I'm more maternal.
Al?
Offelbecker?
And it's pronounced maternal, Al.
Do you have an off switch for that?
You fool, Al. I told you, wait in the car.
Look, everyone, we really do have to continue with the news. Please.
It's day 3. I'm sure the Yeti monsters... the abdominal snowman will be still picketing tomorrow.
It's pronounced abom... Okay, never mind.
Why, Dana? Why? Is it because I can't be a mother?
It has nothing to do with that. You just could never keep up.
Look, Dana, I know I'm a bit slow, but it's not as if Al's the sharpest bulb in the shed.
Not too dumb. I mean, can't keep up.
Keep up? What does... Oh, come on! I'm not a young man anymore.
Tad, we're still on the air.
If I ate all the ginseng and oysters you wanted me to eat, I'd be knocking stuff off the shelves and the end tables. Plus, they say that too many of those aphrodisiacs aren't good for the old ticker.
I'm pretty sure you mean afromaniacs, dummy.
How do I say, look it, Tad, it's over. Deal with it. That's what I came here to say. Al and I are better fit. You and I have the good times, but when the moon is full, Al can keep up with all the animalistic instinct.
You said you just wanted to cuddle, Dana, so I cuddled, Dana. I cuddled and I cuddled, and now you're saying you want animal instinct? You know, for somebody who's stuck in a quarantine zone, you're really all over the map, lady.
I'm a werewolf. It's the nature of the beast. Besides, Al is also sweet and affectionate.
You think I'm sweet, Dana?
Do we know if Dippity Doo here is actually pregnant? I mean, I know we're living in Bass Ackwards land here, but does that mean that we just gotta take it for granted that men can get preggers now, too? And who's your hobo goblin on this thing?
Hobo goblin? What do you mean by this hobo goblin?
I think you mean hobgoblin.
No, not hobgoblins. What are they now? Obigons, Obigons, Obi-Guan Kenobis?
That's it.
Shut up, Al. No, it's not.
I'm pretty sure that was it.
You know this, Dana. What is it? Obgins?
Obgins? What are Obgins? Oh, you mean OBGYN.
Yeah, I know how to spell there, Chief.
Well, we don't have one of them, but the swamp doctor says it's definitely not a hernia this time.
Can you get more than one of those?
Sure, it's easy.
Maybe it's just an ulcer. I know that in my case, with certain company, I'm likely to have more stress, and that can lead to biological result of an ulcer.
This is not about you, Whitley.
It's Whitley!
Leave her alone, Belchner!
You know, this really shouldn't be about any of us. We should
be... Oh, all right. I'm not pregnant. The belly's just there from stress eating. About trying to get Dana away from Tad.
You're not pregnant?
And there's your news update at 2 o'clock. I'm Whitley Quickman, signing off.
Get to the car, Offelbecker, now.
But Dana...
March, musclehead.
Okay. See you, Whit.
Bye, Al.
Bye, Tad.
You drop dead, meathead.
Okay. Bye, Trixie.
So long, handsome. And good luck.
Sorry about the door, boys. I'll call you, Tad. Das Vedani.
Well, Tad?
I'm Tad Belchner. Deal with it. I guess. Hair of the dog not working.